This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, the news yesterday was about Britney Spears, after 1 year of marriage, already getting divorced.
Isn't that technically already, like, an annulment?
No.
Isn't that technically a divorce?
No, an annulment has to be within, like, a couple weeks or months. It's got to be quick. An annulment,
I thought it was within the first year.
An annulment has to be, maybe, but my understanding is that to get it taken off and truly annulled from your record, it's got to be pretty short.
Okay.
We're talking short.
Short.
Or else, so many people get married and immediately go, but they stay married. Oh, God, what'd I do?
But it's over. It's done.
It's over.
What was his name even?
Sam Asghari or whatever. We saw him all over trying to protect her and help her. And it's clear that Britney, how do I say this, is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of all the videos. And you can... Nobody should be surprised Britney's struggling, and it's not to her own fault.
I feel that.
She's been under this conservatorship for years. She's lost. She doesn't even have her kids. Her ex-husband does. That's demoralizing as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this guy in there trying to help her. But none of us will ever understand what Britney went through. None of us.
The word controlling comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feel like she's been a puppet for a very long time, and that sucks.
Mm-hmm. That sucks big time, especially to come out at 40 and go, wow, I'm a human, I have a brain, I think, and I haven't been allowed to use it all these years, and now I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I hope she could find herself, because I feel like that's part of it.
I agree.
You know, she feels lost.
She is, totally. I mean, the last video on Instagram was wild, and she posts these dancing, half-naked videos. I don't care about that.
That's whatever. That's the internet anyway.
Thank you. If she's feeling herself, I'm happy for her in those videos. I'm like, she's happy, she's dancing, that's what she loves to do. Who cares? It's none of your business. If she's happy, let her dance.
Yeah.
But that's all we see. There's something going on there because that's all we see. Something's off.
Tell me she looked genuinely happy when you ever see her around.
Last time
I saw her happy was when she was chasing down Victor Wembanyama and got smacked by his security.
I forgot about that.
That was the last time I seen Britney happy, because she was running after him like, Victor!
And
Victor!
She was excited.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Exactly.
Well, Britney's getting divorced. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey, Wepa.
It is raining. It is Thursday.
Gee, I gotta tell you.
What?
I saw the coolest thing I have ever seen as far as lightning goes. So I was walking in this morning, right? And I'm just tra-la-la, skipping through the rain. Like I usually do. You know I skip through rain.
Not me. I have an umbrella. I got three of them. A jacket over my head.
Bruh. So as I'm skipping my happy self up into work, I happen to look up at the perfect time as I watch the craziest lightning bolt just strike and crackle through the towers, through our radio towers.
No.
Yes.
And we didn't go off the air?
Nothing.
Wow.
It was amazing. The tower lines, all I heard was...
It's like when the Eiffel Tower's lit up.
It was amazing.
Sparkles.
It was amazing.
Wow.
I can't even describe it. It just happened. I just felt, and I didn't get shocked, I promise, but I just felt like this electricity in the air after that. I was like, ooh-wee.
My brain just got fried.
What happened, baby? And a homie Taylor was pulling up at the same time. She got out the car and she's like, hey, good morning. And I'm like, you didn't see that, did you? She's like, no, what happened? I explained it to her. She went, oh, man, I missed it. Oh, it was the coolest.
Wow.
The absolute coolest.
Normally lightning freaks a lot of people out.
Nah.
I was like, ah.
I like it.
Ah,
if you hear something different in my voice, it's the lightning.
The lightning went through his body this morning, everybody.
I'm the Flash now.
Hey, coming up next, though, we're going to talk about breaking up.
What?
We're going to talk about a breakup.
Oh, snap.
Yes, like a relationship breakup.
Okay.
And what's better to do when you break up?
Oh, okay.
What do you think? I have an opinion on this, and we'll tell you why we're talking about this next.
Say less.
Okay, Kiss FM. I don't know what's better after a breakup, but we're going to discuss. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, good morning.
Good morning. What's the word?
The word is, yesterday I started a deep conversation, like many others in this studio off the air, where they turn into, I go, hey, DZ, question. And then an hour later, we're still talking about it.
I'm like, hey, Allie, very long-winded answer.
DZ, what is better after a breakup? Is it to have contact with your ex or no contact? We're talking no children involved.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking a split.
I mean, okay, so we're talking just like splitting, exes. As far as contact, there needs to be context. Mm. If it was a healthy breakup.
When is it ever a healthy breakup? Who are these people?
People have them. People have them. I don't know many, but if it was a healthy breakup, if it was a healthy breakup, I think contact could actually be good.
Why? You don't think it's going to force you to end up back together?
No, not at all. Okay. And if people think that way, I feel like that's on them, right? I feel personally that if you are able to have certain forms of contact, and not physical contact, obviously.
If you're having physical, you're asking for some craziness.
You're asking for drama.
Toxic.
But if you, thank you.
Yeah.
But if you're able to speak, if you're able to coexist, if you're able to have similar friends, because in most cases, you end up exes because you were either friends first or have a bond that transcends the relationship, hopefully. So you end up being around the same people. You don't want it to be awkward. I feel like contact would be better than no contact. Because no contact means you walk into an establishment, see your ex and go, next location.
What's the problem with that? I don't see the problem with that.
I don't feel like that's healthy, dog.
Well, okay. So here's what I think. A friend of mine was saying, you know, she wants to have one last talk with her friend. And I go, no contact is best. Like, if you want to move on from a guy that doesn't want to be with you, I would suggest no contact at this point.
Oh, a friend is chopping it up with an ex still, basically.
Usually it's one wants the other, right?
Mm-hmm. And all the time.
And I have multiple friends going through this. And even I've gone through this with people I've dated.
It's like everybody's gone through this.
I mean, if I can't see your stuff, I'm going to move on quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with contact.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, let's say, a private Instagram account, that's actually healthier for me because I can't see what's going on in your life, which means out of sight, out of mind.
Ah.
Whereas, I'm in your face.
Yeah.
So your ex's Instagram's wide open. Come have a look-see anytime you want. See what's going on. I can't see what's going on in their life. And after a while, I just don't care anymore because out of sight, out of mind.
Well, I mean, but that's not...
There's a disconnect which is needed. If you're still talking, if you're still looking at their stuff, if you're still seeing them, you're still in that in your mind.
Well, you're doing all of that. You're borderline stalking. Because you know, contact and looking, going on there. But yeah, that is sought out behavior. You're going out of your way to go onto their page. It's not like their page just keeps coming up, popping up on your timeline.
Women do it all the time.
Men
do it all the time.
That's different than contact. Having a conversation and being able to be in the same space with somebody isn't seeking out what they're doing online. You know, you're asking to bother yourself somehow, some way. And I don't think you're over somebody then if you're going onto their pages and stuff.
Obviously, that's why you can't have contact, DZ. You're like, it'll be fine. They'll have contact. I'm like, they used to get it on. Like, they don't have any business talking to each other right now because if they talk to each other, they're going to get it on.
So I say contact. You say no contact.
I say no contact. And I was trying to explain that to a friend. Seriously, I was like, come on.
If things ended badly, if one person definitely still wants the other, no contact for at least a good six months to a year is probably healthy because that gives you separation.
Yeah.
But to get full closure, you got to talk. You got to communicate. You got to be able to elaborate with somebody because even if you're not getting back together, some people need that.
They want like an apology or they want to talk it out.
Something.
But a lot of times it's for you, not them.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's for you, not them. No.
Which is why you don't need them.
It's 1,000% self-serving. But if you need that, get that. And you ain't going to get that without contact.
Mm.
You know, but just going on their social media or checking out their page, seeing what they're up to, that's not contact. That's just observation.
That's just stalking.
A different way to say it. You feel me? You got contact is contact.
I get it.
It's verbal.
I get it.
It's chirp, chirp, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is to me. That's why I go contact.
So stalking's even worse is what you're getting at. That was a joke.
Yup.
That was a joke.
Considerably.
414-533-1037. I want to discuss, do you think after a breakup, it's contact or no contact? What is healthier? DZ thinks the contact is healthier. I actually think no contact is the healthiest. In fact, I think you don't ever have to talk to him again, and I think that's okay. I've had a therapist go, it doesn't matter. You don't have to feel bad about never seeing that person ever again in your life. You owe them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we think, I know that person. I owe them something. I have a bond. But you may never see them again, and that's okay.
Again, it's usually for you to get that certain closure, to be able to just wrap it up in a neat little cute bow for yourself.
Exactly.
So, if you need to get it. What do you say, though?
We're going to find out. 414-533-1037. Or are you going to be toxic like Morgan Wallen? They got all toxic together. Kiss FM. Oh, the irony in that song. And we're talking about breakups. And that's about a toxic relationship. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So we're talking about breakups and should you have contact after them or not? Because I think it's actually healthier and easier to move on if it's out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. No contact is the healthiest. Contact holds me back.
It holds my friends. Holds you in.
And my friends. I'm watching them with guys. I'm like, just stop. Mm-hmm. The contact's not helping. It's making you want to be back together. Mm. Stop.
I feel like it can be healthy. It can help with closure. Some contact in a healthy format can be good. But that's just me.
Well, Ashley is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Ashley. How do you feel about contact after a breakup?
I think there should be no contact unnecessarily, meaning like if they didn't forget something important at your house, like a computer or something like that. But there should be no contact because, like you said, normally one person wants the other.
Yeah.
And then seeking closure is never good because you're going to keep trying to see closure.
You're
going
to try to hook up again. Mm. Yeah, we've all been
and
to this party.
It's going to continue. And... just cut it off.
Just
cut it off.
I ain't never had a closure or a discussion without some booty after. Let's be real.
Oh, my goodness.
And Ashley knows what I'm talking about, right?
That's on y'all. That is on y'all.
You're right. That's why I can't have contact, because I got no self-control. And neither does anyone else.
If you know it's on us, you should cut it off, because we're going to keep coming after you.
Oh, so...
See the problem?
You know, you just said it. You know, right?
So, I know I have no self-control. I'm well aware of this. If I see you, we're hooking up. That's it. I don't care if I see it at the gas station. Meet me at 5 in my house.
And maybe that could be the end of it. You know, you can have a casual hookup relationship.
It never is.
Oh my goodness. I was going to say, that's a slippery slope, Ashley.
Thank you. And that's the point of why I say no contact.
Okay. Yep. I hear it. Still disagree, but I hear it. Ashley, we appreciate your call.
Bye, Ashley.
You. Have a good day.
Angela is calling this morning in New Berlin. Good morning, Angela.
Hi.
How do we feel about contact after a breakup?
I am not the best person to answer this.
See, DZY said, none of us have any self-control. Just call it what it is.
Angela, why are you not the best person to answer this? Answer.
Hook it up with her ex.
So, from my junior year in high school, I've dated that one to the military boot camp.
Okay.
We were dating, of course, for 5 months at that point.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months when my senior year started. Then I, apparently to my mom and towards all of us five girls that are my four older sisters.
Okay.
I'm the youngest out of four girls. Apparently we don't best guys. We don't pick the best guys today.
That's a choice, and we all have these issues. I have the same problem.
You got a type.
type is bad.
Angela liked the bad boys. I get it.
The type is toxic. The type is unhealthy. The type is player. But here we are.
Ashley. Apparently, after one breakup, we don't talk for 2 days. And then next thing my friends know, they're like, you're talking to his.
It's the back
You back. Oh, so... Ashley contacts, but she says there should be no contact.
Because she knows every time they talk again, it's they're back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's a seesaw
it's
back
still
and forth.
It's going till this day.
Oh!
See? How long has that been? How long?
It's been over 2 years.
Yeah, see?
Dang, Angela.
Uh-huh. And the longer it goes, then women go, a friend of mine yesterday, we've been doing this for 2 years. And I'm like, that doesn't mean you've dated for 2 years.
It's just been the back and forth for 2 years. And then the holding on to emotions for 2 years and feeling like those 2 years are building back towards getting back to something special. And it might not be the case. Angela. I'm regretting my answer now,
Angela,
y'all.
Angela, you two are not going to end up together. Just for the record, I'm gonna call me back in 5 years and confirm that I was right about this. Because I'm right.
Me and him are not even back together. We're not even hooking up. We're just texting.
Oh, okay.
For now.
For now. For now. Y'all gonna cut it.
Enjoy the hookup later, okay? We'll see you later.
You know what? Call us back in 5 days. Let's get you a theme song. We'll holler at you later, Angela. Bye.
Bye. All right. Last but not least, she's single and she's saucy. You know who it is. She came out in a thong last weekend. Saucy Sandra was naked at the fair, everybody.
She was not.
She was not naked. Okay. There were pants over, but you could see through the pants.
Saucy Sandra had a thong on and then like fishnet pants and was like, we were like, Saucy.
They're super cute.
Saucy said, let you see my thong.
Yes.
You looked great.
Thank you.
But your butt was out.
But anyways, so yeah, no. How does that song go? That grass is way too long. You need to cut it. Yeah, no. You gotta get them out of your life, and that's the closure that you need sometimes. But especially when it comes to like trauma bonding and things like that. And yeah, get them out of your life, and that's so much better.
No, Saucy, I'm calling you on it. Do you do this? Do you practice what you preach?
You know, I will give them several chances and then goodbye. I'm done. Busted. I'm not taking this.
Saucy said what had happened was.
It's going to be a good weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and it's Treat Yourself Thursday.
Yeah, buddy.
Which is all brought to you by Wendy's, because you can order a Baconator with Wendy's late night, you know, menu, and they're open till midnight or later.
Talk about bacon. I love bacon.
I do,
come
too.
On now. Who doesn't love some bacon?
Well, it's funny that you say bacon, because this weekend at the zoo, DZ, it is Zoo a la Carte.
I always forget about Zoo a la Carte.
I know.
It's so cool.
I know. I'm going. I've only been once.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all the years I've lived here, I've been to the zoo 1,000 times.
Yeah, but Zoo a la Carte is
like
special.
What? Yeah, it is basically all weekend what they do at the zoo. If you've never been, they set up bands throughout. There's stages. There's food everywhere. There's lots of vendors. And when I say lots of vendors, how many? Like, I don't know how many are here, 30 to 50. So there's a lot of vendors. It's popping.
It's like a festival inside the zoo.
Yeah, and you walk around the zoo and you can see the bands and you can eat food from the different vendors, and it's Zoo a la Carte. It was always about the food and the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, if you go to the zoo, you'll see, I mean, I'm reading the list here. It's everything from Saz's to Cedar Crest ice cream to Caribou beverages to Roll Milwaukee. I'm just randomly picking things off of this list. That's
yum.
A vegetarian.
Yum.
Pigtails. Another vegetarian.
Fire.
Brew City Snowballs. I'm just naming some of these.
Yeah.
Hot Potato. West End Snacks. Woody's Custard. Wong's Wok.
Wong's Wok is going to be
Wong's
there.
Wong's Wok will be there.
Big
before.
Flex.
Milwaukee, which is a walk like W-O-K. Milwaukee.
Oh, some more walk.
There's La Mesa. There's a, or La Masa. Not
La Masa is going to be there.
La Masa.
The Empanada Bar. Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
There's a lot. Thunder Bay Grill. Tots on the Street. I mean, you could go on, but basically this weekend at the zoo, lots of food, lots of fun, and lots of music.
So, and it's the whole weekend, right?
It starts today.
Boom.
And it goes through Sunday.
Yes, sir.
So you could pick a day, any day. And that's what I love it when you have 4 days to pick a day. It's like, let me pick which one works for me versus you got to go today and only today. You know what I mean?
Maybe we'll slide by. Sammy would love that.
He would love
he
it.
He would absolutely
Wait,
love it.
You don't have a zoo pass yet?
No.
You're getting to that age where you're going to have to invest in one.
That's exactly what we're about to do.
When they're little, it's the perfect investment.
Well, right now. Perfect. Dog, my wife gets in for the free because she's a teacher. She gets into all of these spots, and then
Wait,
doesn't really pay.
You get into the zoo free if you're a teacher?
I'm pretty sure my wife gets into, like, or is it the art museum?
Call me Miss Faith. I'm all of a sudden a teacher. Hello, kids. Hello.
We get you part-time as a parent somewhere. Come on now. Use the afternoon class for some kindergartners or
They're
something.
They're going to be like, Ellie, where do you teach? I teach all of Milwaukee every day on the radio.
Have you heard my lessons? You know,
They're
room
horrible.
103.7, Kiss FM.
In fact, DZ and I both give lessons. We're not good at it, but we do it.
I'm a professor.
Yes, speaking of, what would DZ do is coming up next.
Aw, snap.
So hold on. We're going to teach everybody, not just the youth. We have continuing education here at Kiss FM.
Oh, yeah. We go up to the doctorate program.
Again, we didn't say we know what we're talking about.
We ain't guarantee you're going to pass either.
Just said we're here. What would DZ do is next?
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, this is an awkward one.
Mm-hmm.
We've encountered this problem on the show before, but it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we talk about it, everybody gets uncomfortable, but we got to talk about it.
I mean, I don't know why DZ, we get uncomfortable, but here we are.
Let's talk about it. It's about your partner gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I've been through it, I've been the one gaining the weight.
For sure.
So I get it.
I mean, come on now.
It's awkward.
Come on now. I pushed 300 pounds before, you feel me? But Fiona wrote in and wants to know how to tell her husband that he's been gaining weight. Says, my husband and I have been married for a year and a half. Both in our early 30s, mm-hmm. when we first got married, we were both pretty fit. Mm-hmm. He had been working out really hard and put on a lot of muscle. After the wedding, we took a 3-week honeymoon and then moved into our new home shortly after. We both stopped going to the gym in that time, and it's been difficult to get back since.
Ah, that new marriage weight.
It's like that
college weight.
That good eating. That freshman 15 ain't got nothing to do with the married 40. You know what I'm saying?
You're married to me. You ain't leaving me now. Let's go. Let's eat. Let's eat.
We both stopped going to the gym in that time, and it's been difficult to get back since. Mm-hmm. We've both put on some weight, but to be honest, my husband has added on a few pounds. He's even made comments about it himself because we needed to buy larger clothes. I love him completely, but agree that he has gained a few pounds, mm-hmm. and I'm getting concerned about his health. Is there any way I could tell my husband he's getting too big without completely offending him?
Yeah.
Fiona.
That would hurt his feelings, probably. Because if he's saying it out loud, he knows it.
Yeah.
This is, I always say this about weight. This is what's so hard. You can say, oh, you're overweight or you've gained weight. We already know that. Who's gained weight and not been like, damn? I mean, I'm not saying right. it doesn't creep up right. on you. It's like one here, 2 pounds there, 5 pounds there. The next thing you know, you're 30 pounds heavier.
Oh,
that happens.
Who are you telling?
But at some point you go, you're well aware because your clothes stop fitting. So you know that you're
when you're
bigger.
Pulling that t-shirt out at the bottom a little bit to cover your tum-tum.
And what makes it awkward is when your partner is bringing it up, because it means your partner has an issue and might not be attracted. That's when it gets awkward. They're saying, oh, are they not attracted to you? What does that mean?
Well, no, Fiona's saying she loves her husband completely, but doesn't disagree that they've gained some.
He needs to lose weight.
Right.
Yeah.
My only suggestion is bring it up in a healthy way and say, hey, we should get back. Make it a team thing.
Yeah, if she's gained weight too, she's got no business stepping to him.
Right. You know, because we don't know how much weight she's actually gained.
It might be projection.
And if this was in the flip, ain't no way anybody would ever be saying, go ahead and tell your wife she got bigger.
That's my point.
Right? But for a husband, it's normally okay. You could poke him in the stomach and go, dang, babe, you're getting a little thick.
Men are mean, about their weight.
You know, men are mean, so you can kind of be mean to a man and hopefully not offend him completely.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not suggesting you poke him in the stomach and go, dang, baby, you getting thick.
That's the misconception, I think, though, is that men can take it and that they don't feel anything when you make fun of their weight. And I don't think that's true at all. I think men actually get hurt a lot about their body image, and they just act like it's nothing because they're supposed to.
You are 100% right.
It's the culture,
but
right?
we got to act like nothing happened because we were expected to just continue on, be strong, and not let it affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, it affects you greatly. I'm affected by my weight. I think about my weight constantly.
Really?
I never go out and project it, but I don't think I speak very positively about my body size.
Why?
That's just because I don't like it.
You look fine.
I feel.
But you don't like it.
I don't feel fine.
Doesn't matter if I think you look fine, you don't like it.
Yeah, but I'm also taking, you know, these steps forward into making that better, being more active.
You're going to the gym.
You got a
trainer.
I mean, shout out to Jeremy, dog. Yeah. The Princeton Club is the haven now to go get that, you know, energy out and make that workout happen.
Yeah.
But you can also do that by playing golf like I've been doing, picking it up, just being active, taking a walk. There's so many things. There's a plethora of activities where you can just be active and get some work in and feel so much better from it. Mm-hmm. But telling your partner that they've gained weight, I always think that's a horrible idea.
It is.
Horrible idea.
Horrible.
It's never going to have a good outcome unless you present it as a, you know, baby, I've been feeling this way and I know you've made mentions. Mm-hmm. We should get active together. Even if it's at home. Y'all could have my P90X tapes. Y'all can have all my shots.
Forgot about P90X.
I got Insanity on deck. What up? Who needs it?
Where's Beachbody when I'm shouting it
come
out?
Come on now. I got to get your Sean T on. You got it at the crib?
These text messages say, go to the gym together, eat healthy together, keep each other accountable.
But what if one only wants to do that,
that's
the other
when it
doesn't?
That's the problem. Somebody else said, say that you want both of you to get back to the gym. Again, it's a lot easier said than done because
both
I've gained
want
weight.
It.
I've gained weight and my partner's been like, let's go. This was years ago and I was like, no.
No.
So then what do you do? Because I'll say as the bigger person, I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do if it's your partner? Somebody texted in and said, my boyfriend is big and was when we got together and has gotten bigger. I tell him I don't care how big you are, but I want you to be healthy and feel comfortable doing day-to-day things.
And nobody said being bigger is unhealthy.
You can be bigger.
You can be bigger and be healthy.
There are people bigger than me that could probably run farther than me for sure.
But there's way more active people that I know are larger than I am. Nobody's saying your size is dependent on your health. But as the story goes, you know, the larger you are, the higher chance you have at having some illnesses that are just common when you're bigger. You know what I'm saying? Diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Those things all come more commonly the larger you are. And I hate to say it, but here we are.
Here we are.
But where are you?
The question is, what do you do? The partner's gained weight. We've already discussed that if this was flipped, we wouldn't even be discussing
this. Wouldn't be a topic.
We wouldn't even be talking about this on the radio.
This wouldn't have made it on the table.
But she wrote in because her husband's been gaining weight and they've only been married about about a year and a half. So she wants to know, is there a way I can tell my husband he's getting too big without completely offending him?
No.
You're right, DZ. When you're right, you're right. 414-533-1037. We'll discuss next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Fiona wrote into the show. You can always write into us. Send a DM.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, email us, DZ@1037kissfm.com.
That's right.
Send it to us. But Fiona wrote in and wanted to know if there's any way she could tell her husband that he's getting too big without completely offending him. He's been gaining weight. They've been married about a year and a half. Mike is in Hartford. Mike requested to go first. I said, you got it, bud. Everybody's working and busy this morning. Everybody's got an agenda. I'm here for it. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, Mike.
What's the word, Mike?
I know you and your wife and I talk about weight a lot because his wife lost like as much as me.
That's right.
Went through
That's
a
right.
huge weight loss. So I know we've had a lot of discussions about weight. So how you feeling about this topic, Mike?
So I'm a big dude. I'm not going to deny that. There's no denying it. And Kathleen and I have had this discussion numerous times. And the part that hits me deep is we want a second kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she always tells me, I want you to be healthy and around for our children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hit you with that one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And we actually just found out that our puppy, who is a year old, was born on Eileen's birthday. He's a tub chub too. So I'm taking him for walks.
I was going to say, what a great way to get exercise, get a dog.
Yeah,
the vet says
he could probably lose a little bit of weight. So, and Eileen calls him my puppy. So we're going to start walking.
Mike's got a new friend and they're all going on walks, baby.
A walking buddy. Yep. That's all you need.
Let me tell you something, Mike. And I don't know if this is going to be helpful. I mean it to be, but I went through this where when my kids were little, I was huge, you know, and this was an issue in my marriage. I'll admit it. My weight was an issue. As part of my divorce. But that being said, he would say that I want you to be healthy and for our kids. But you know what? What made me want to lose weight and keep it off was how good I feel. It had nothing to do with how I look. And honestly, it didn't have to do with my health either. Because it became that I could actually do stuff with my kids. I wasn't just sitting on the side tired or sweating like a pig, like always sweating, always not wanting to do active stuff. Like me and Owen and Hudson will run together now.
You'll chase them around and have some fun.
My quality of life is different.
That's what's important.
If that makes sense.
And whatever catalyst you got to have to make that inspirational change is a bet because you can't do it for the wrong reasons or else you're not going to be successful.
Exactly.
You have to know why you want to do it and chase that.
And Mike, you are a great father and a great husband. Boom. I know you personally and I know these things. I'm not just making it up. So don't beat yourself up. We all struggle with our health and our weight.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones who have lost it like me, we all struggle at times with our weight.
Yes.
Just keep your head up. Know you're a good dad. And that's it.
And hit that walk with them dogs,
man. And walk the dog. Because then you'll help the wife out.
That's the plan.
We're going to get after it, Mike.
Yep. All right. We love you guys. Bye, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Later, fam.
Him and Kathleen are cute. I like them. Okay, let's go to who's next? Christina in Milwaukee.
Yeah, come on now.
Let's talk to our girl.
We got theme songs up in here. Morning, Christina.
Good morning.
What's going on? Mike and I were getting a little deep there. We're talking about on What Would DZ Do Today. Her husband's gained weight. She doesn't know how to tell him without offending him.
And I don't know how to either.
What do you think?
Well, whenever I was pregnant, my partner, he would gain sympathy weight.
He gained weight with you.
He was eating good too.
Sure.
He had his cravings.
Go on.
Yeah. So after the baby, obviously I wanted to lose the weight because I didn't know.
Yeah. You want to lose the baby weight. Go
right,
on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all.
So we stopped getting takeout and,
eating healthier.
Yeah. And then, he has a pretty active job. So just eating healthier and stuff.
Helped him out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, keep active. But something obviously already know, but fail to mention all the time, the food you put in your body is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. Christina brings up a beautiful point.
Well, and I had been eating out a ton and not cooking as much as I used to. And eating out, eating within my lifestyle and my diet, but I was eating out all the time. And you start to realize some of the stuff you're putting, I started to feel different.
Yep. Well, and you can't eat out. You just got to be mindful of what you're getting.
And what you're putting in
right?
your body.
And the portions are so important. And I say this as somebody that does not portion well. Two plates ain't.
Nobody does.
You know, two plates is my kinds of portions. You feel me?
Portion control is like the toughest thing ever. We suck at it.
Well, that's the
especially
issue.
Especially if it tastes like super good.
Oh, you just num-num-num-num-num. Num-num-num delicioso. Num-num-num-num. We turn into Dora the Explorer in this mug.
It's true. And people think, and like you'll look at my portions and some people would be like, you don't eat anything. I'm like, I am full. And the portions we eat are so big that mine look obnoxious. Mine looks stupid to you because I'm actually eating normal.
You're eating appropriate portion size. And
I'm
it's crazy.
I'm eating seven
like,
pieces of
portion
salami.
Control, I had to start using the kids' plates because I read that if you have it on a smaller plate and fill it up,
it looks bigger.
The right amount of portion and it'll trick your mind into thinking you're still full because it'll look like a lot, but really it's not.
Well, a lot of times you are full, but you just keep eating.
Say less. That was your key tip right there.
Thanks, Christina.
Fiona needs to get them baby plates.
The plastic ones that have the three sections.
Yeah, with the suction cup so it doesn't slip off the mat. We appreciate you, Christina. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Do we have time for... Let's go to Kayla really quick. Guys, I realize how late it is right now. Kayla, we're running out of time, but what do you want to say to Fiona for advice?
Give him the work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you guys know I used to weigh 300 pounds.
I did not know that. Okay.
She told us.
I forgot this part.
I've told you guys a few times.
Wow. Yeah. Noted. Noted again. Go on.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we're going through this right now, me and my current boyfriend. Basically, I gained weight, he gained weight. So what we said, okay, let's make it a competition. Whoever loses 5 pounds first doesn't have to do chores for a whole week.
I wouldn't do them anyway. See, this wouldn't work for me.
Oh, I'd be inspired.
TC would be like, I'm going to not do it.
10 pounds.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Good morning.
Coming up next, Am I the Jerk involves me. I want to know if I'm the jerk.
Okay.
Because of something I feel a certain way about something. And everyone can tell me if I'm the jerk.
All right. No, we
just
got
saying.
You.
All
we
right.
got you.
All right, good. I wanted to tell you, though, you know, the boys were here yesterday, Owen and Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
What a day.
I love when the boys come in.
I do, too, actually. They're really funny. Even though I get stressed and I get crazy, which you see, because I'm in mom mode and I'm trying to do my job. They don't really go well together. They're funny. Like, I love having them in because they're just funny.
They're smart. They're funny. They're quick-witted.
Their perspective is funny.
Their personalities are growing, too. So seeing that in the child and watching it flourish, I love that.
It is funny, yeah. So, well, we didn't even get the chance to talk about how I got Owen a phone.
Oh, that's right.
Which is a new thing because he's turning 12 and he's going into sixth grade and he needs a phone.
I'm going to prank call him.
I gave you his number. Do it. Dude, that'd be hysterical.
I'm
going to
prank call. Oh, but he's going to have my number, too, so it won't be a prank call.
Oh, he'll know it's you.
I'll star 67.
Because he won't know what that is.
He don't know what Star 67
nope.
is.
And a lot of people listening don't, do they?
Y'all too young.
Suckers.
Babies.
But I wanted to tell you that when we went in to get his phone, they asked a question that I loved, which was, what area code do you want? And I said, excuse me?
Oh, because you got to pick the number.
They said 262, because we were in Brookfield at the time. And I go,
right.
No, absolutely not.
Ew.
Ew. 414, sister.
Thank you very much.
She goes, oh, okay. And I go, why? Does it make me look bougier if I have a 262? Because I don't want a 262. I want a Milwaukee number for my boy. So Owen got a 414.
Yeah, a 414 number.
I wonder, do most people like opt for the 262 over the 414? Because I went the opposite way. I went, no, we're going to show that Milwaukee pride right now. We're going to get the 414 up in here, and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
And one day when he's 25 and he gives his number to somebody, they're going to be like, ah, Milwaukee.
Ah, Milwaukee.
They're not going to go, ah, Lake Country.
Oh, Oconomowoc.
That's where you're from.
Oh, are you from Dane County?
Ah, Pewaukee. I knew it. Oh, you're a Waukesha kid, huh?
Uh-huh.
No.
Gonna be able to pick him out from a crowd. Uh-huh. No, you said you gave him the 414 and nothing.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
I loved it.
I never thought about that.
It wasn't even a question. I go, we want 414.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, that's probably why I haven't changed my number from the Illinois number.
Because you still have, what's your area code?
I still got a 225.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I wrote into the show. I wrote into Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Did you see my email?
You like writing in, don't
I
you?
I do.
You're a repeat writer.
That's how I vent.
And you don't even care to be in the Christmas
nope.
Protection Program.
I sign it, Allie. I sent it from my Allie Kiss FM email address. Are you kidding me?
to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com.
And I write, hey, Allie and DZ, how's it going?
Please keep me anonymous. JK, say it's me.
Here, it's me. Okay, DZ, for real, though, I want to know if I'm the jerk because I'm having a weird interaction with friends of mine. I have been friends with a couple mm-hmm. for over 10 years, maybe 15 to be
strong
exact.
Strong friendship.
We were friends when I was married.
Oh,
I mean,
word.
We would do things as couples together.
Yeah, yeah.
And after I got divorced, I remained friends with this couple. They are the nicest. I mean, you know, like, there's a lot of nice people, but this is one of those couples, they're just the nicest.
The above and beyond
I
nice.
I mean, nobody's going to say anything bad about these people on the planet.
Right.
They're rare.
They might get fought if they do.
They're so nice.
Okay.
And they're interesting people sometimes. But for the most part, DZ, they're really boring.
Oh.
Like, boring.
Like,
so,
wah,
yes,
wah,
they're
boring?
The nicest. They would give the shirt off their back. But man, am I bored every time I've hung out with these people. Like, me and my ex would hang out with them. I hung out with them after I got divorced.
By yourself, yeah.
Even then, I was like, I'm just bored. I'm not having fun. Like, I just don't enjoy my time with them. They're the nicest, but they're boring the hell out of me. And I don't want to hang out with them. So then I started feeling bad because now they're like, you want to hang out? And I'm like, no.
No.
And I'm like, am I the jerk? They're the nicest. Like, they have great friends, great people. So bored. Like,
right.
I don't even want to make plans with them because I'm bored.
What are you going to do? What do you guys do when y'all hang out?
We talk about boring stuff.
Oh, y'all just kind of like sit there and chit-chat?
And hang out mm-hmm. and discuss how life's been and maybe have
y'all like
dinner.
Get dinner? Okay.
It's not like we rage. And you don't have to rage. I mean,
right.
I can have...
Right.
I have friends that I have tons of sober conversations with where I'm enthralled for hours.
Sure.
But these are like... So they asked to hang out, and I'm just going to say no.
Let me ask you something.
There's no, I just don't have fun. There's nothing wrong with these people. I just don't have fun with them.
Are they just surface conversations like, hey, how you doing? Like, is it everything basic?
But they care. I know they care about my life, and
sure,
I care about
they
them.
Care, but those conversations get boring. You feel
yeah.
me? You
Am know? I the jerk if I don't? If I tell them to turn down the hangout? I just can't. I can't be friends with them anymore. I'm bored. I know that sounds horrible, but like I feel like I'm forcing a friendship at this point with people that are the greatest people, but I just don't enjoy spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah, you the jerk, dog.
I knew
like,
it.
Like, we all got boring friends, man.
No, this is the next level, man.
Listen.
The boring friends you put in the group and nobody even realizes they're there. Let's be real.
Well,
there's always one in the group that's boring.
One of the homies' moms, you know, shout out Mama Tammy, mm-hmm. says, if you're bored, mm-hmm. you're boring. That's one of her claim to fame. If
I'm
you're
the
bored,
problem.
You're boring.
Maybe.
You bring the fun oftentimes.
I feel like I am the fun usually in the group. That's why I'm like, why can't I have a fun time with these people?
I feel like maybe there's something within that is making you feel like they are boring. Mm. And that's not the case. You just don't want to be there with
I don't want to go deeper.
You don't want to go deeper.
I've
you know,
dropped it.
Yeah.
Checked out.
I'm leaning towards you are the jerk because we all got quote unquote boring friends. But you make those moments more exciting. You make them more memorable.
Yeah.
You find something fun within that. And if it is just a chill, relaxed, boring night,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's the best kind of night.
But then I'd rather be alone.
Ooh, I do hear that,
then
though.
Then it's like, am I really going to carve out a night for friends I don't enjoy hanging out with?
Now I got to get ready and be presentable.
And I'm not even going to have a...
To be bored?
So now I'm going in with a bad attitude, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I've known him for 15 years, and
right.
I already know the conversation's going to blow, and
you
we're
know
gonna
what's
going
to happen. Y'all know what y'all are about to do,
it's
and it's always going to be the same.
Ooh. You know what? Whoever texted in, you could turn your pineapple upside down and make things more interesting. Knock
ooh.
It off.
Ooh.
Knock it. I'm not swinging with any couple.
Hey,
you
yo.
Weirdos.
Hey, yo.
You
who
weirdos.
Said that? Hey. Hey, yo.
You weirdos.
Wepa.
Okay.
Y'all getting aggressive, dang.
I just said they're boring. I didn't say that I wanted to be a third in their marriage. Come on, you
and
weirdos.
Nobody said they was looking for
and
a third either.
In fact, they aren't because they're boring. Did I say that out loud?
Or they are, and that's why it's been so boring, because they're just waiting for somebody to do something.
414.
Stop it.
414-533-1037. Am I the jerk? Because I don't want to hang out with longtime friends anymore because, quite frankly, they bore me. I'm just being as blunt as I can. They're the nicest couple ever. Everybody loves them. They're sweet. They bore me. I don't even want to be friends with them because they're so boring. I feel like I'm the jerk, aren't I?
We're going to find out.
No, I'm not.
We're going to find out. 414-533-1037. Is Allie the jerk for not wanting to hang out with friends because they're boring?
Boring!
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Putting myself on blast today because I've been friends with this couple for at least 15 years, probably since I was back when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Did stuff as couples, did stuff alone. They bore me.
Y'all been homies for over a decade, and you find them boring.
Every time they ask me to do something, I cringe because I don't enjoy spending time with them. And I said I feel like such a jerk because they're the nicest people, but I have no fun with them, like none. And it's rare that I can say that about people.
Well, funny you say rare, because somebody texted in 414-533-1037 for Am I the Jerk. David from Milwaukee said, yes, you're the jerk. It's so rare to find people who are cool. Maybe they are boring because they're not into a lot of drama.
Oh.
As the more lively friend, Allie, it falls on you to amp up the evening.
Me? Mm-hmm. The drama?
No, not the drama.
Yes, I am.
You're the energy.
That's a nicer way to say it.
Fam, maybe they're bored, and they're expecting you to bring some of that excitement.
They want the fun.
You got to bring them to your level.
God.
And you're going down to their level.
I know, I'm so bored when I'm with them, and
I feel bad. Flip it.
Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning, because we're just going to put it out there.
But what are we putting out there?
Am I the jerk because I don't want to hang out with my friends? I think they're boring, and I don't even want to be friends with them. That's where I'm at. I mean, I sound horrible right now. Sounds horrible. Listen to me. Who am I? If my kids said this, I'd light them up.
You would light them up.
You're right.
You would 100% light them up.
I'd be like, you're so mean. Stop talking like that. But here I am going, my friends are so boring. I don't want to be friends with them anymore.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
You get to kick it off, fam. What do you say? Is Allie the jerk for saying she don't want to hang out with friends because they're boring?
She's 100% jerk.
I didn't even finish.
No hesitation.
He said, you could just stop right there, Poppy.
What do you mean?
Yes.
No patience. Yes. It's been 15 years. I'm still bored hanging out with these people.
Whoa. You got to have your boring friends. You got to have your exciting friends. Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to chill out and relax.
I feel that.
That's the way I am.
I'm
a boring kind of a friend.
But
I feel that.
I said, I have friends we can go out to eat, and there doesn't need to be alcohol or drama, and we have a good conversation and a good time. But these two, I just can't get.
It's beyond that.
I feel like I'm looking at the clock when I'm with these people. That's
you're just
bad.
Closing your mind. You just close your mind with them. You need to open your mind up when you're with them.
I'm trying, man. All right, fine. Fine.
100% jerk.
100%
jerk. Experience with them. You know, try something different.
It's been how long?
Have you guys ever even tried going fencing or anything?
No, because they don't know I find them boring. We do the same thing over and over because I've never said anything to them. Hello.
Well, there's your problem. You got to open up to them and say, hey, yo, let's
you're
try
boring?
Something fun or
let's
different.
Do something different. No, Ryan got a point. Maybe you should bring him into your world a little bit.
Somebody texted in, boring conversations are the worst. Yeah. Somebody else texted in, Allie, you're not the jerk. I just think you're not in your right environment. That feels a little bit more appropriate.
That's nice. That's a nice way to put it.
They're not my people.
You need to try having a conversation with some adults.
Nah, boring.
Nah, she don't want
to
do that,
Ryan. Back to my juvenile state of mind.
Ryan kicks it off.
She's back to her 12-year-old Allie.
That's right.
Yes, jerk, though.
But I'm fine. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
No problem.
Later, fam. Love, brother.
I'm only 12-year-old in my mind occasionally. Jerry is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I mean, Allie's maybe not doing so good in a minute, but
being too honest.
We're trying to figure it out. Is she the jerk for not wanting to hang with the boring friends?
She's not the jerk.
Hey, you got one.
That a girl. I got one.
She is not the jerk, but let me tell you why. One thing I hate more than wasted money is wasted time.
Oh,
thank you.
Nobody should ever have to apologize with how they want to spend their time.
That's true.
Maybe you outgrew them, and maybe they're just not your cup of tea anymore. But
honestly,
they could be good people. Doesn't mean that you have to, you know, surround yourself around them if you don't want to, if you don't enjoy their time.
That is true. Just,
the things we had in common, I feel like we had that we were both in couples.
Yeah.
When we were first started. Like we were both married, and we had, you know. But other than that, we don't have much in common. We don't have anything in common.
They're just good people.
They're
would you feel bad ending ending the friendship?
No. In fact, I would just see them out I wouldn't end a friendship. I just wouldn't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, which is what I want to do.
I guess I'd consider that ending the friendship if you never see them and never want to hang out, like barely contact ever.
Jerry's right, though. Time is...
Money. Time is money, baby.
And limited, you know? And limited. Somebody wrote in, Sarah in Kenosha said, not the jerk. Boring people suck. You're too fun for them, Allie. Oh, jeez.
I do love Jerry's point, though. You're not wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for calling, Jerry.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too. Later.
Last but not least, he will be the tiebreaker today. We met him at the state fair at Ludacris. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Sean
Come on,
is
man.
In Milwaukee this morning. Sean. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I saw this guy walking towards us at the fair. He's like, Sean in Milwaukee. I'm like, what up, Sean?
Oh, snap.
We did the hug. Here he is. Sean, am I the jerk? Because I don't want to hang out with these people.
You are not the jerk only because it's your time and you can choose how to spend your time. It's not anyone else's choice.
Yes.
So therefore, you're not the jerk. But I do feel that it may be your job maybe as a friend to try to pull them out of their boring zone and maybe take them out and do something that you like to do.
They're really not
them with it.
Sean, I love it.
Sean has a point, but Sean, you know how like I could get a group of people together and we could go out and I could be dancing and singing and some of them are going to dance and sing with me no matter what, and some are never going to get out of the chair
and some are going to be wet blankets,
and they're those people.
I like being a wet blanket sometimes.
But you're still funny. Like, you can sit in the corner and you're still funny. Like, DZ, let's say if DZ doesn't get up and come dance with us, I can walk over to DZ. He'll say one thing that'll make me laugh and I'll move back on.
Then you're going to be fulfilled and continue
and fulfilled. Whereas these people, it's like, you know, I'm bored. They're not saying anything interesting. They're not making me laugh.
They're lacking interest.
Like, at least if you're on the side, you're funny. At least you have something to say.
Two of those people in front of me at Ludacris, I was up the whole time dancing and singing, and these two people are just sitting there, like, watching. Like, are you serious?
The boring friends. Boring friends want to have fun, too.
They're the people that when they hear the music, their shoulders don't shake at all. Like,
couldn't stop moving.
The second you hear music, your shoulders should be...
you got to do a little shimmy, of course.
Like, if you're not moving when you feel the music, you're not my people.
So, moral of the story, if you ain't moving, Allie's going to move you out the way, out her life.
That goes for men and women. Thanks, Sean.
Yep, have a good day, you guys.
You too, fam. Later.
Well, I didn't even fix it today, but I'm not the jerk. You would have thought I fixed it, but I didn't.
Hey, it was close enough.
We have a lot of great text. Somebody said, Allie, I remember you saying your therapist said you should go on a date without having a drink, like a coffee date.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically trying to challenge me to be sober. It's not the alcohol. I've been sober and drunk with these people. They're boring either way.
Right.
It makes no difference. It doesn't change how not fascinated I am with the conversation.
And I understood that. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with the environment
you're
in.
That's a fair point to say, are you drunk? Do you need to be sober? You can call me on it. Hold me accountable. It's not the alcohol.
It's not that.
It's them. It's not the alcohol. Because they've had alcohol and they're not fun then either. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I know what to tell
you. They're just nice people.
You're not the jerk.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that's what I told myself anyway. I might not have any friends after today, but...
Stop.
Not the jerk. Kiss FM.
Hi. Yo. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, after a year of marriage, they're already calling it quits. Britney Spears can't catch a break, let me tell you. She and her husband, Sam Asghari, got married last June, already filing for a divorce, and it's done. And people are saying it's kind of sad because he was, you know, part of her only support system at this point.
Yeah, he was trying really hard to help in whatever way he was trying to. I don't know.
But she's been through so much. At this point, I find it hard to believe she's even going to be able to relate to someone normal. And I mean that whereas she's almost going to need another famous person who's got some... I don't know how any of us could ever relate to the life she's lived.
Yeah.
Ever. It's got to be somebody specific in the industry who either works behind or is in front of the camera. And he was just not that guy.
And what did he even do? I got to be honest.
I don't know.
I don't know much about his life.
He was always like
with her. That was just Britney's husband. Maybe, for the last year, and probably, I barely remembered they were married.
They're all wannabe models, actors.
He's hot,
but who cares? So what?
At the end of the day, that means nothing.
I just feel bad because she's had such a rough life. She finally gets out of that conservatorship. She's been controlled. And, you know, now she's in her 40s. She doesn't have her kids. She doesn't have a career.
Mm.
She just
that's right. Kevin's got the kids. Yeah.
And as a mom, forget it, man. The second your kids are gone, that's so demoralizing. And I mean, that alone.
Well,
but she's been so medicated and controlled and checked out. Who knows where she's at with that?
I feel like a consoling factor in this is that maybe this allows her the time to now find herself.
Because
she's been and has felt to me like she's been lost for quite some time now. Then you rarely can find yourself within other people. You got to do that solo dolo in most cases.
You know what my hope is for Brittany? I was telling my sister this. That I don't think she's totally alone. I would at least hope not, because when she got married a year ago, you may not remember this, her wedding pictures, I should have pulled them up, have so many other Selena Gomez, Madonna, people that should be able to relate to her issues.
Yeah.
She does have people around her who are at her wedding, and clearly she's got some kind of relationship. Paris Hilton, she's got a relationship with these people, but how close are they? Is it enough that they can give her the support she needs?
Exactly. Or are they just superficial there because they're all famous? I gotta be honest, when you've gone through the trauma that Brittany has probably gone through, something we can't and probably will never understand, who do you trust? Who do you trust after that? You can't even trust your own blood.
Nobody. Yeah, wow. Your own family screwed you. What would you do?
This is tough times, but bright roads ahead for Miss Spears. Let's hope.
Yeah, her and her man divorcing after 1 year. You want to go see Pentatonix? They're coming to town at the end of this month, August 31st, at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. We got your tickets in less than 15 minutes.
Less than 15. Less than 15.
We are a cappella.
Less than 15.
We are a cappella. Just like Pentatonix.
Pentatonix. That was actually kind of dope. Can we join Pentatonix?
Obviously, we don't need them. We're our own group.
We are own a cappella.
We don't need them.
What's going to be our name?
Come on, we won't sell any tickets, Allie and DZ.
Can we be the Kiss Capellas?
Sure.
I think that might be somebody's name already.
Sure we can. Boop, boop.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, for real though, the Pentatonix tickets are coming up. Right now, though, I have something very important to talk about. I've been on a rant today, by the way. I don't know what's with me.
You've been on one, dog.
I don't know why. I'm not angry. It just feels like I'm complaining a lot today. I don't know what's with me.
No, I don't think it's complaining. We've just been processing through some things.
Thank you for spinning that into something that makes me feel better about myself, DZ.
Got you, familia.
You're always good for that. But I wanted to talk about something I noticed yesterday, which is that parenting is a cult. I said what I said.
What? What did you mean, Mr. Jones? What did you say?
Parenting is a cult. I said what I said. Yesterday, my children were in here, and we had them on the air, and so fun. But man, do I realize that it's a dictatorship, man. And I didn't realize it until I became a parent. It's a cult. It's a total cult.
Please elaborate. Please elaborate.
Think about it. Everything we do with our children, we tell them how to dress. We tell them how to think. I tell them what to do when they can and can't talk. I tell them all kinds of things.
How to talk.
I go, don't say that, say that. And so yesterday, you know, I just had this real moment, because when there's other people around, you're paying more attention to your behavior. So you're here. So I'm thinking more about it. And I'm like, damn, parenting is a cult for real. Like, I am just telling these kids who to be. Like, that's it. I mean, there is no, you know, you want to know what your point of view is? I'll tell you. You know, you want to know how we feel about this topic? I'll tell you. Think about it. Like, who is going to be like, granted, they're going to come into their own.
Yeah.
And my goal is to raise good human beings.
That's the cult it's mentality, like, right? I'm, to raise upstanding human beings.
Yeah, I'm not raising them to be horrible people or homophobic or racist or all the horrible things you could be nowadays.
No, you're raising them boys right.
Right. I'm to do the right thing. But at the end of the day, it's a cult. And I'm saying it. Parenting is a cult. We run it. We tell them what to do and who to be. They're our little minions. That's it.
They're our little minions.
It's just because I say it differently doesn't change it. It's a cult.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I've never thought of it like that.
Me neither.
But when you frame it and then you define it and then you the fact that we do impose our beliefs, and one day we know they may change.
Sure.
But we don't show them what we show them with the thought that they're going to eventually do it completely different. Or some parents do. But most times you're thinking, I'm showing you the way I do it, mm-hmm. so you do it the same way.
Yeah, but you don't think about it as a cult.
Nope.
And you do come into your own as an adult. Some people will never change and some figure out. I mean, I was raised religious, right? I was raised Jewish.
Right.
Had a bat mitzvah.
Nice.
All that. Went to Sunday school, went to temple on holidays. But as an adult, I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, mm-hmm. that's my own choice. So there are, it's not like just because your parents do something doesn't mean
it's
you're
going to
be that way. But
in most cases, you end up being more like your parents than you realize. And some of those things
of
that
us.
Come up later in life, you don't realize are borderline indoctrinations.
This is so funny. A guy said to me the other day, he said, we all have our weird things, but we don't usually realize until we're around other people and they point them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think it's weird who you are until you're around other people and they go, yo, that's weird.
That's kind of weird. You do that?
We all have our things.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And it could be small, it could be big, but we all got our things.
So I know you're Sammy's too. You have a baby on the way, but it's true. And you know it. As a parent, you're running a cult.
Well, and the more I think about it, the more I got to agree with you.
Yeah.
And I know we're joking about the whole cult. They go, ha ha. And if anybody's taking it seriously, come on now.
I'm actually not. Because.
Okay, Jim Jones.
Because.
You boiling.
Think about the parents.
Other Jim Jones.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go farther on this. I'm going to go deeper on this topic.
Go deep.
Because you always talk about the Latino culture and how as an adult, you still have to, like, a lot of people live at home.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. You're not making your own decisions.
No. And then they keep you close so that you can keep that whole family thing going. The whole, oh, snap.
It's a cult.
Oh, it's
a cult. We're all in a cult. All of us. We don't even know it.
Unless you've emancipated yourself. Then you're good.
Which you might have. But just saying, it's just an observation I had that parenting is a cult. And I noticed it yesterday when the boys were in here and I was bossing them around like a dictator. And I thought, God, this is a cult.
As many things as I want to break, as many things that I want to do differently, for all of the things that I said I would never do as a parent, I'm already knowing that there is going to be just as many things that I'm not thinking about that I'm going to be imposing on our children, whether it be sports, whether it be the desire to be active, whether it be what I do in my spare time, how we sleep, what we eat, all of these things. We are building a little following, and we got a little army behind us now.
Yeah, I didn't pick my sports. My parents did.
What?
I just did them. I just did them. Think about it.
I did
think
get to a point, though, where my parents stopped deciding on what I was doing full time.
Uh-huh.
But at that rate, they had felt comfortable enough in my upbringing that they shaped somebody that could be out in public. Basically.
Sure.
And at that rate, I felt like I was making my own decisions, but it was always with their imposed thoughts in the back of my mind.
See?
Oh, Allie, what are you doing right now? Why'd you start this? Oh, I'm in a labyrinth, bro.
I'm on a parenting's a cult.
She said what she said.
Prove me otherwise. You can't. What?
Parenting's a cult. Convince me otherwise.
And now what? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I was just saying that yesterday I had an observation when my kids were in the studio that parenting's a cult because all I did was boss them around and tell them what to do and think and when to talk. And I went, damn, DZ, this is a cult. This is a cult.
Now I'm over here wondering, am I a cult?
Well, somebody did text in and said, however, a cult is defined as something sinister. So I hear what you're saying, but parenting doesn't have a negative intent for most, which is true. You know,
Look beyond the ill intent of the meaning and understand the joke and the definition of parenting as a cult. Please and thank you.
I do tell my kids what to think. I tell them what views to have.
We shape them for the first arguable 18 to 25 years of their life greatly.
Mm-hmm. How they're going to live their life. It's all dependent on how I run my cult.
Yep.
Let's go to Amanda in Racine. Amanda!
You're number one!
She's on fire!
Nailed it!
That a girl. Amanda, you called 5 days in a row and got your own theme song, and here you are.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you're a parent. How's it feel to be a cult leader?
You know what?
Do you feel like a cult leader?
All right. I never thought of it that way.
Nobody did, because that'd be weird. But here I am to make it weird.
Here I am, weird.
Here I am. It's true.
But you know, you can leave the cult too, because I grew up my family.
That's right.
They did not do things the way I liked it. And you know, I go big or go home. So I'm like, bam, I'm out.
It is true. It is true. And you become an adult. And if your parents, you know.
Unfortunately.
True that.
I second that.
True that. You know, if your parents are doing it right, hopefully you become a free thinker at some point anyway. And you make your own decisions. And you're independent.
Or you break the cycle.
Well, you're independent enough to be an adult. And that's when you make your own decisions, right?
Yeah.
So, right. Or you break the cycle. Right? If it's a bad thing. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, I mean, what kind of cult would you want to, what other kind of cult would you want to be in besides the family cult that we're creating? Well, I mean, if we're going to be a part of any cult, might as well be your own.
Yes, yeah, until we talk about our parents, and then some people are like, nah, I didn't pick that one. Nope, that wasn't the one.
Hey, I said be around peace, love, and happiness. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, that's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But here we all of us, anxious out, anxiety ridden. Here we are.
What are you talking about? I think about rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies.
Amanda said, what do you mean? I'm fine.
The thing is, Amanda is that girl who's dreaming about butterflies where we're all stressed out. I love it. All right, Amanda, have fun with the cult today.
Yeah, you got it.
Have a good day. Later.
Oh, man. Well, you can always text in to 414-533-1037. But we got to
join
move
our
on.
Cult.
Join our cult.
Join the cult. Follow us. Text us. Call us.
Become a parent. You too can be a cult leader today. Look, it's not funny because there are cults doing horrible things and horrible. So no, this is a joke.
No, we're in the fun cults.
We're the fun ones.
Our cults go to the pool and hang out and we see movies and then we grill.
We drink.
We chill.
We're fun.
Yeah. No, this is like a cool cult.
Yeah.
Hashtag cool cult.
Hashtag cool parents.
Hashtag not a boring mom. I'm a fun mom.
Do you know how you
I'm
know
a
you're
cool mom?
You know you're not a cool mom. You say it.
Whoops. Maybe I'm not a cool dad.
Never mind. Let's take caller 30 right now. 414-533-1037. We can play another song. There
Let's
we go.
Get it.
Let's get it. Call it 30. You're going to see Pentatonix when they come to town at the end of the month because they're going to be at American Family Insurance Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds August 31st. Caller 30 is going to win. 414-533-1037. Somebody's going to see Pentatonix at the AmFam Amphitheater on August 31st.
Show is.
Sally and DZ, and guess who's on the phone?
Who is on the phone?
Caller number 30 is one of our regulars. Today's the day to play the lottery. Sean in Milwaukee. Good morning. Got to play your theme song, I mean. Sean, how do you win so much? You got to go play the lottery, dude.
It's because he's laid back.
Yeah, or he's dedicated
there
to the
go,
cause.
Exactly.
You know, he's just too cool.
I'm a delivery driver, so I'm always ready, you know?
Yep.
Oh, finger stay on the dial. He go, bing, 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 bing. I'm going to win these tickets. Bing, 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 bing.
And if he leaves the car, he's got the Odyssey app, so he doesn't matter if he's in the truck or not. See?
Boom, bam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Sean, well, you're going to see Pentatonix at AmFam Amphitheater. Congratulations, friends.
Yeah, buddy,
awesome,
man.
Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome. Hold on a second, Sean, okay?
Okay.
All right, we will do this same time tomorrow.